idea that I've got to stop working, I've got to rest, and I've got to really reassess my life, a day at a time, and have a look at what I've been. None of it has been bad. It's all been an experience. It's all been some great learning experience for me, I believe. But I've got to now really pay attention. Really pay attention. Because I don't think I'll have another chance. I thought at the time when I was having the seizure in my arm, I thought it was the heart. I thought, finally, it's the big one. Fortunately, it was just a nerve in the spine. But it was a pain that dropped me to my knees. Literally. And I'm glad it happened. I wasn't glad at the time. But I'm glad now it happened because it's made me take stock of my life and look back and look forward a little. And really to pay attention to my own inner life, which I have to do. I hope I don't sound too gloomy tonight, but if that's the way I sound tough, that's the way it is. I can promise you, it's only because I'm nervous speaking here, but this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. This whole program, everything, the pain, the fear, the anxiety, the excitement, the exhilaration, the confusion, the valley of death, the valley of confusion, the valley of despair, whatever it is, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I don't want to go back there, but this has enriched me. And if this is what recovery is about, we all have our various journeys to the mountaintop. If this is what recovery is about for me, then I welcome it and I'm grateful for it. And I'm immensely grateful to be here tonight and very humbled to be here tonight with such a great group. And I look around and I see we are all living miracles of this great, great program. How I can be standing here sober tonight is beyond logic, is beyond rationalism, because I should be dead or dying in unspeakable shame, which I've felt all my life. I no longer feel like a criminal. I no longer feel dirty. I no longer feel like an outsider, though I felt like that many, many times through the years of sobriety, but now I don't feel like that anymore. I feel I'm growing into myself. I feel like I'm being absorbed by people. I've never known such love and such welcome as I have known here. And I probably had the same thing back in my own country. It's just that my attitudes were different. And that's how I saw the environment, through my own distorted perception. But now my perception is clearing, I think. Like the television thing, you know, when you get the picture a little clearer. I'm beginning to see the picture a little more clearly. Now, I don't know if that's a spiritual development, but I'm beginning to see the picture a little more clearly. And that is my experience. That's the way it is. And to the newcomer, to all of us, I just ask you to keep coming back. Give it the best chance of your life, because to drink is to kill the best person in the world. We destroy the very best, most beautiful part of ourselves. And I nearly missed the whole show. I nearly missed the whole party. I've had the most incredible life. It's been the most incredible journey. And I'm humbly very, very grateful, and I thank you all very much.